Have you never pooped with a squatty potty?
I've never used a squatty potty before.
Oh my, it's actually life-changing and it's so good for your pelvic floor.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
Okay, I want to know what you do in this situation. You're at the grocery store doing your shopping, and someone is right in front of the items that you want, and they're not moving. What do you do?
I say, excuse me.
You bite the bullet right away, and you go for it.
Yeah, I'm like, excuse me, I just got to grab this one thing. Thanks.
Okay, because you know most people, they do the thing where they pretend to look at items that are close to them, or they like circle around and whatnot, but you power right through and you cut to the chase.
You know when you're clothing shopping and you bump into someone and you're both looking at the same thing and you're like, I'm not leaving, so you better go around me.
I'm the same way. I give people like 30 seconds and I'm like, no, move. I need to get my stuff. You're taking, like, what are you staring at? Are you reading all the ingredients in this item? Like, pick it up and move it along.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. Say that you're at a store and you're using a coupon and it's taking forever to go through and there's a lineup of people behind you now. Do you give up on the coupon or do you let it go and let the line continue to form?
Oh my God. Okay. So I've been on the receiving end of this. And also, okay. So Garrett and I, we were in Target and we bought a suitcase and the suitcase was supposed to be 30% off.
Yeah.
And it wasn't ringing up like that. And then as we were talking to the cashier, the line kept getting longer and longer and longer. And all of a sudden there was like a mom and a newborn baby in the lineup and the baby was crying. And then I was getting like so much anxiety. And actually the cashier was like, I'll just give the 30% off. So I think she was feeling stressed. She's like, I'll just give it off. We're like, are you sure? Because I know it is. She's like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. She's like, you know what? I don't have time for that. Yeah. Okay. Because you know, I love to price match and everything, right?
Yes.
So I went to the store the other day and I was price matching small things here or there, like nothing huge, but it'd be like 50 cents off of here, a dollar off of here. And I was buying licorice, like nibs, Twizzlers, right? And I was looking to get, so dumb, it was only 20 cents of a difference. But I'm like, hey, man, every little bit adds up nowadays. And the cashier was zooming in on the app I was using. So she was looking at the flyer, making sure it's the same product, the same amount of grams and everything. And this is like a little old lady. So she's taking so long. Yeah. And I'm like, ma'am, it's the same. I promise you, it's 20 cents. And she's taking so long that a lineup of seven people formed in that time that she was going through. I had four items to price match. So I was getting the anxiety of being like, I'm causing this issue. I'm like, man, it's okay. Just let it go. She's like, no, dearie, I got it. I'll take care of it. But it took her so long to get it.
For 20 cents, Jamie. Okay, I honestly think you need to give it a rest.
Hey, it was the last one, though. Like, she had done every other one. And I turned and I said, sorry, y'all, because I felt bad that I was the person who caused the lineup to be that long.
You sound like my parents who go, they have like a grocery store for like their meat, their cheeses, their blah, 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 blah. Like, and it's just go to one store. Mom's like, no, but it's on sale at this other store. And I'm like, but the gas money that you're spending to drive.
Let me refute that logic right there, because most people, including myself, who do go from store to store, we're not driving like 20 minutes across town to go save $2. You're typically going to a store that's close to you anyway. That's why I was doing it to save the 20 cents, Victoria, on the licorice.
It's too much. It's 20 cents. Oh, my God. If it was 20%, okay, but 20 cents.
I'm just telling you, in today's economy, I'm sure you've seen the boycott that people are trying to put onto Loblaws.
Yes. Right?
So, yeah. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You guys don't have any Loblaws, anything like that up there, right?
Well, no, like the nearest one is like Grand Prairie, like hours away. But I do love Loblaws, but I'm actually so proud of everyone for boycotting because it is ridiculous. Loblaws has always been expensive.
Correct me if I'm wrong or educate me if I don't know. Are they just trying to boycott the store Loblaws or Loblaws and its affiliates like No Frills, Superstore,
Shoppers,
all of those?
Yeah.
My friend sent me a meme. Jamie, are you going to not shop at No Frills for a month? And I sent a meme back being like, doesn't look so good, sis.
I mean, I know. No Frills Come on, you can't beat it. Unless they're, yeah, no, No Frills is pretty good.
Yeah, but I have been good so far, and I have been going to other stores. I don't think this boycott is really going to do anything in the long run, to be honest, especially because I don't think a lot of people know about it, and it's not causing any difference when I drive by the stores, and I'm like, I still see all the cars, I still see all the lineups. But you guys have actively been boycotting for years, so I guess you're doing a good thing.
Yes, except for No Frills. I do love No Frills.
It's great. It's so good.
The President's Choice brand, like the Crackle ice cream, is so good.
This is like a one time that I agreed, like that the no name or the, you know, generic brand is actually like decent.
Yes.
Respect on that. Anyway, how are you doing? What's going on? What's happening?
Oh my gosh, life is so, it's so busy. We're seating right now. So I'm basically a single mom over here because my husband's busy, busy, busy. We're potty training. Oh my God.
Is it not going well?
It was going so good. And then I think he regressed, but today was a lot better. But Right. Oh my gosh, it's just a roller coaster.
Okay. When I picture potty training, it's like you put the kid on like the little makeshift, like the seat thing that you buy for them. So it gets them to go. But then I just picture like a kid running up, being half naked, being like, no, I don't want to use this, and running around. Is that the case?
That's pretty much it. Yeah, they're naked. Yeah. They're like half naked for days, for days and days and days. Yes. Yeah. And then they get treats. The poop fairy comes. Like it's
the
like
poop fairy?
The poop fairy, man. I am busting out all the stops. You poop on the potty? Yeah, the poop fairy is going to come and get you something.
I've never heard. Is that a real thing that parents do, the poop fairy?
You know, he was struggling to poop because pooping is, it's scary. I get it. And so I was talking to my one girlfriend. She's like, just tell him that the poop fairy is going to come and just get him like a little, you know, like a little treat. Mm-hmm. And I did that. And he poops all the time now. It's amazing. It's so good.
like mother, like son, right?
Yes. No, I don't poop enough. My God. I wish I was one of those people that pooped regularly.
You need more fiber in your diet.
Yeah.
You know,
how
okay.
How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, let me quickly poop fairy type of thing. Because I think that's a really, really smart idea. But then when do you let them know that there is no poop fairy? Because then they're going to think that every single time they go poop that they're going to get something out of it.
As of now, every single time he goes poop, he's getting something.
And then you know you're going to have to do that with Celine because Cole's going to tell Celine that there's a poop fairy.
Absolutely. Oh, whatever you want, baby girl. I got you.
And then you better reward Claire because Claire's going to pick up that, you know, the kids are getting something when they go poop. Claire's going to need it too.
Claire's the best pooper because I've never had to pick up a single one of her poops. She poops in the tall grass behind our house. Yeah. I don't see it.
In the neighbor's
yard.
It's
amazing.
Super far away. Yeah. Smart dog.
Exactly.
Sorry. I'm doing well, though. Just being busy with work and everything. Have been working a lot of overtime and, you know, just getting that check. So that feels really nice. I did my taxes, like I told you, for 2022. Okay. Listen. They were difficult to do, as you would know.
Yes.
When you have your own business, especially, it makes it a little bit more complicated. And I was planning on hiring an accountant to do it for me. But because it was for not this past tax year, they were trying to charge me like an arm and a leg. And I was like, I will take the audit and I will take the risk and just do it myself and see what happens. And the government did get back to me within like 10 days. And they're like, yeah, it's good to go. Your refund's all good.
Amazing.
I bought a Google watch, like a smartwatch, buying a new computer. We're painting the house. We're doing renovations because the government was like, you were so poor in 2022. Let's help you out a little bit.
That's amazing. Isn't it so nice to get that check?
It really is, especially because it's a direct deposit. And they also sent me all my GST checks as well, too. It's a lump sum as well, too. So I was like, he's a rich bitch right now. It feels pretty good.
You know what? I don't need that 20 cents. You keep it.
The funny thing is I did the price matching after I got all the money, too. So I'm like,
oh my God. Hasn't changed. Then honestly, it's fine. It's good. I feel like that's how you get rich.
Well, I mean, Kyle and I were having this conversation yesterday about if you won the lottery, because when I was in Toronto, OLG was giving away like free play lottery tickets to people. Mm-hmm. So I got a lottery ticket from that time. And apparently the winning $1 million ticket was sold in Toronto.
Oh my God.
So I haven't checked the ticket yet because I said to Kyle, like, imagine I just check this ticket that I got a free ticket for being in Toronto. Imagine I won $1 million.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I would be like, this was a sign that I was supposed to be here at this time, but I haven't checked it yet because I'm getting my hopes up for nothing because I know it's not going to be $1 million ticket. But I like the fantasy as well, too.
You'd be gone so fast. You would be...
Hey, but we talked about this. We talked about it because you now, where I'm like, a million isn't enough to do a whole lot, which is crazy to say that nowadays. But so I said, 60, which is the number that you always say. I'm with you now. I understand it.
I know.
I get it. So if it's a million, we're going to do things a little bit differently, but there will be signs. I will not price match for 20 cents. Starting at 50 cents.
Yes, exactly. Oh my God. Kiwi, one last thing.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day this weekend.
Yes. Are you excited?
Yes, of course I'm excited for Mother's Day. Do you get anything for your mom for Mother's Day?
No. Like, hey.
A phone call?
I need to put this out there for people to understand that I love giving gifts to people more than I do like receiving gifts. And I say that because people never get me the gifts that I want because people are not reliable when it comes to my gift giving. So I'm like, I can just give the gifts. Let's be real. I just buy it myself because I know what I want and I don't wait for my birthday or anniversary, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. There's just something that as I get older, I would rather enjoy spending time with a person versus getting them a gift. It's like, at this day and age, what am I going to get from my mother? What does she really want? She wants to spend time with me. Maybe that's just my way of talking my way out of sending her a gift. I don't know.
So are you going to plan a little date?
At some point. I don't want to drive to Edmonton too. I'm lazy. But
what do your siblings give? Like, I feel like you guys should just all go in on flowers or something.
Yeah, like my siblings, because they all live there, they do like a brunch and they get her a couple things here or there. But again, it's more so the time. I mean, I know you're going to get flowers, I'm assuming.
And a vacuum. Which I didn't know how to feel about that. I know. I was like, he's like, Happy Mother's Day. I was like, no. And he's like, what do you mean no? And I was like, you can't give me a vacuum for Mother's Day.
He actually gave you a vacuum?
Yeah, no, it's a Tinco. Have you heard of a Tinco? Tinco. It's a vacuum that mops at the same time. So it vacuums and mops.
Okay. That's nice. Is it like a little insulting though to get
it is.
Like Yeah.
It is because I'm like, what if I got you tools for Father's Day? And he's like, I would love tools for Father's Day. So I was like, see, there's nothing that I can give you that's like a chore. I don't know. Right. It's a chore.
Yeah, you know? Because even if you got him like a kitchen appliance, he'd be like, oh, great. That's very thoughtful and helpful. But it's because a vacuum is literally only designed for cleaning.
Yes.
There's no personal enjoyment unless you said you loved vacuuming, which you did say about a year or so ago that you like vacuuming in the dark because.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do.
So maybe that's why he got that for you.
If I don't still get flowers, though, I'm going to be really pissed.
Garrett's heard the show. We've all heard the show. You're getting flowers. Yes. Don't worry about
that.
I know. It's fine.
I'll let you know next week.
Thank you. So I know that we're both homeowners in our 30s. How would you feel about having a roommate right now?
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't do it?
Mm-mm. Nope.
What if it was like your sister, Christine, and she's like, I am so hard on my luck right now. I can't afford to live in Ontario. Can I move in with you guys for a little bit?
How long are you?
6 months.
Okay. Yeah. No, I could do that.
2 years.
I could do that. No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, we've talked about this, Kyle and I, where I said, like, I have no issue helping out somebody. You're on a clock, though.
Yeah.
The day you enter this house, you are on a clock.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's because at the end of the day, everyone needs their own space.
100%.
I would do a roommate or whatever if we had a basement suite where I don't need to see you. I don't need to hear you kind of thing, you know, I would do that where we both live our separate lives. But then also I'd be so worried because my kids are so loud and it's like so crazy upstairs that.
That's what they're paying for. They know that coming into the gig.
Yeah, I guess. Eh?
Yeah. Because we talked about that too, like renting out the basement because we have a separate suite available there.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was like, I'm not ready to give up half the space in the house because my one friend's like, I'll move in. And I was like, I don't like it that much. So no. Okay, so, you know, there's like a little bit of a housing crisis at the moment. It's a little bit ridiculous. And I feel like in Ontario, it's way worse than anywhere else.
Yeah.
There is an Ontario landlord, and he posted this ad on Facebook. He goes, landlord needs a roommate. Landlord, male, looking for a roomie, preferably a vegetarian, or the person at least should not cook or bring in any kind of meat into the house. Eggs are allowed as an exception. You should be a neat and clean person, and it's a queen-size bed that you will share with the landlord, not a twin like the one shown in the photo. If you're interested, please DM with your introduction and your visa status in Canada. Thank you.
Ew. Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
I will give one prop. They didn't specify if they were looking for a male or a female. So that is at least a little bit of inclusion.
No, that is what? That is, I have to share a bed with you, but also in the student visa or whatever, like your visa, like what?
I think they want to make sure that they're like going to be a citizen, or they know like the time frame that they're not going to be an illegal person.
I just feel like this is taking advantage of people at this rate. Like this is just insane.
I don't know if you saw this one too. There was a landlord who put an ad on Facebook to rent a tent in their living room.
Oh my God.
Did you see that one?
No, that's insane.
Yeah. And I think they were asking for $900 a month.
What? Oh my God.
If the housing crisis ever affected us like that, like I've seen it too, where people rent out space in their backyard for someone to like put a tent in there. And they're like, yep, $500. You can live in your tent in our backyard and it's completely fine.
At minus 40, you can't be doing that. They're going to be knocking at your door and be like, let me come in.
I guess it's a short-term rental then.
Yes. Yeah, I guess. No, there's not. That is the creepiest ad.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's pretty common. I've been seeing a lot of them recently. And I think just because, you know, in Ontario, everything is so expensive that people are like, they're one bedrooms or bachelor suites. They're like, we can barely afford this. Please come share my bed. Maybe it's just a hookup app. I don't know.
It would be less creepy if it's like, hey, I have a one bedroom place, but I have bunk beds, or I have like two twin beds and a dorm, kind of, you know, a dorm style in university or college. Okay, fine. That I feel like is, but this, I'm not sharing a bed with you. Oh my God.
I think it's actually a little bit worse if an adult is posting online that they have bunk beds and you can share the bunk bed. I feel like your life and your choices, what's going on? You need a little bit of help there.
Remember all the time we've talked about selling our feet pics?
Oh, constantly. I kind of think that you did it, actually.
No, I haven't. But Garrett is a full support of this.
Is he really?
Yes, of course. Oh my God. He's like, you can make like a couple grand a month doing this? Yes.
I think we should totally do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this salon is taking it to a new level. Fix Nail Bar in Toronto is embracing the foot fetish market by offering customers an interesting deal. Customers who give written consent for the salon to sell their feet pics on Feet Finder get a 20% discount on their pedicure service. The salon's Foot Your Bill campaign will support its business growth as customers dip their toes into the platform while creating a truly memorable experience.
That's pretty clever. I will say that. Mm. But I'm sorry. We all know that like Feet Finder or any of those porn sites, they're making bank. They're making a lot of money.
Yes.
You want to sell my pics and then only give me a 20% discount for that? In Ontario, tax is 13%.
Yeah.
You got to at least give me a bigger discount and then give me like a portion of the residuals of my feet pic.
I have gone and had my nails done many, many times. Mm-hmm. I was with my one friend and we were getting pedicures and this one nail tech was like, can I take a picture of your feet to my friend? Mm-hmm. She's like, because I just want to show people.
Show off the
like,
work.
Your nail. Yeah. I don't know. So weird. Like, it's so weird to me. Never in my life have I ever seen a nail tech take a picture of someone's feet and be like, I want to post this on Instagram. And I was like, this is ending up on Feet Finders. No, it did. She was like, yeah, for sure. But I was like, this is ending up on Feet Finder.
1000%.
Like, right? Especially because she had like a tattoo and stuff on her foot. I'm like,
So it'll be easy to find your friend. That's what you're saying.
I should.
We should look it up. I will say in the pedicurist defense, it's kind of like when barbers and hairdressers take photos of their clients to showcase the work. That's kind of similar. But we all know damn well, because no one wants to look at feet unless you're really into that. You know your friend has their feet on Feet Finder and they're not making any money off of it.
Mm-hmm. At least make some money.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do whatever you got to do. I respect the side hustle and I love a business model like that. But what's in it for me? I will gladly post my feet photo if you're into that, but I need a big discount.
Yeah, I agree.
Plus, everyone's going to look at my feet and be like, oh my gosh, this man's never worked a day in his life. Do you wash your clothes, your new clothes, before you wear them?
No.
Like ever, ever?
If it's underwear or bras, yes. Pajamas, yes, but no. Like t-shirts and jeans, no.
I'm trying to think, when you buy underwear, it's in a bag. So it's like a three-piece or a two-pack or whatever.
Where are you buying your Walmart? It's in a bag.
Jack and Jones, thank you. I bought 60 pairs of underwear from Jack and Jones, and they're all individually sealed.
60 pairs.
Yeah. I told you I don't like doing laundry, so I buy excess amounts of clothes so that I can go a very long time without having to do my laundry.
That's actually insane, Jamie. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
60 pairs.
I have two underwear drawers because I just have so much underwear.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice, actually, because there's certain times where I just want a fresh pair of underwear. So I'll go into the drawer that they're all sealed in and I open it up. Like, this feels like nice and crisp and just so fresh and really good.
Okay. So I take it you also don't wash your clothes.
No, I've read this before, and they were saying that you should wash your clothes before you wear them because there's a lot of like chemicals in them. And also pretty much any person who's tried on that outfit before you will have anything that they had on them then go on to you.
I know, it's kind of gross when you think about it.
Yeah, but then in my mind, I think of it very similarly if you were to go to a restaurant because you're using the same cups, the same plates, the same forks and whatnot, and there's so many people touching them, even if it's supposedly clean, there's so many people that are still touching everything prior to you using it. So
yeah,
it can't be that bad because we're not dead yet. So I don't think it's that big of a deal.
That's why I don't wash it's just my underwear. And
I don't even believe you when you say that.
No, I do, because I find like it's like, oh, like I don't know, it's touching my vagina. Like, I just want to make sure everything's clean.
I get it. I get it.
Like swimsuits too. Like, I wash swimsuits before I wear them too. Like, yeah.
Have you ever returned underwear or a swimsuit or anything like that?
No, actually, you can't.
Some places you can return it.
Where?
Like, come on, Costco, number one.
Okay, well, Costco will return a Christmas tree on December 27th. Exactly. Saying they don't need it anymore. Yeah.
Oh, quick side note. I was talking to a friend yesterday.
Yeah.
He told me that him and his partner, they returned a tent that they bought 7 years after they bought it. Because
that's crazy.
So we were comparing stories of like, who's more cheap? And I was like, I think you beat me. I've never done that in my life. Like 7 years? Insanity.
And they took it back.
Yeah, it's Costco.
That's crazy.
Like, I tipped my hat and I said, you know what? I bow out of this fight because I can't even compete with that level.
Because even the thing about Costco, you don't even need your receipt because they have everything you've ever purchased
on file.
Online, like in a database. So they can find that tent easy.
But anyway, some stores do return underwear. Like, they will take underwear and swimsuits. And I think, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure some of them like sterilize it and then resell it. I guarantee.
See, this is why you need to wash your undies.
This is why you need to buy packaged underwear. So at least, you know, no one's had it on.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm hoping. Do you wash your bed sheets too before you put them on?
I haven't bought bed sheets in so long, but I want to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like we even wash towels and stuff like before we use them.
That all sounds like a lie to me. Sounds made up.
Well, when you buy, because we buy our towels at Costco and they're all just like hanging out there.
Oh,
see, you know,
that's what I said. You got to buy things in a box so that it's wrapped up so like, no one's touching it.
Yeah.
Fake news. Fake news. You are fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
Two headlines are true and one is a lie. You got to figure it out. A man says his emotional support alligator has gone missing. A town in Japan is building a giant statue of a squid. And the TSA discovers a bag with small snakes in a passenger's pants. Which one is the fake news?
I want to say the TSA.
TSA finds this bag of small snakes?
Yes.
Oh no, that is a real story, my dear.
Oh my god, that's wild.
Yeah,
like you can't even bring a water bottle through.
I don't know how.
Bring a thing of snakes.
Yeah, like I saw the photo, it was literally like a bag of some small snakes, like tiny little snakes, but he, like, ugh. I don't know what he was doing with them, why they were in his pocket, but maybe he just wanted to relive snakes on a plane. I don't know.
Could you imagine?
The fake news is the town in Japan building the giant statue of a squid. This town in Japan, they are building something. They've had enough of the tourists in the city. And because where they're located, their iconic Mount Fuji is like right behind this destination spot. So people are always there. A lot of foreigners and tourists are there causing a scene and making a muck of it. So they're building a large black screen on the stretch of the sidewalk to block the view of the mountain. So people aren't going to stop there to take photos. Japan is petty.
Wow, that's crazy. Because as a resident, I bet they love seeing the mountains.
Right. But I think the tourists are just causing too much of an issue for them. And it may be causing damage or preventing, I don't know. But the fact that the town is going to build a big screen, clearly mm-hmm. enough people are like, we've had it. Don't come here anymore. Leave us alone. Yeah.
Maybe they think that if they give, like, they tell people that we're building a screen, then they won't come.
They'll go away. Yeah. Although with this generation, I feel like a lot of people will stop to see the giant screen blocking the mountain now too.
Yes. Look at this.
Remember, yeah, it's like, remember when they built that, the Cheeto?
Yes. Statue? Yeah,
how
yeah.
many people went to go see that?
Me.
Exactly.
I did.
Oh my gosh. No way.
Say what?
This can't be real.
Jamie, have you ever peed your pants before?
I can say as a kid, I've probably done it once or twice. As an adult, thankfully, I've never peed my pants. I feel like you peed your pants as an adult, actually.
I mean, when I was pregnant.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe
in the
little bit
days.
Came out.
I laugh a little too hard.
Yeah. There's a new fashion trend that you may want to try. A menswear brand released a pair of stain stonewash jeans featuring a dark stain in the crotch area. So it looks like you peed your pants. The pea stained denim made its debut during Milan Fashion Week and they're selling for $800. And here's the kicker. They're completely sold out with a wait list. What?
People want to wear pants for $800. For $800, crazy.
Crazy.
But then you want to wear jeans that look like you peed your pants? Why?
I don't know. Like, I can tell you right now with potty training, no one wants to wear pee pants.
You're probably wearing pee pants already.
Probably am.
I kind of wonder, like, if someone ever tried to mimic this from this company and sell them for a lot less, like if someone literally just took a bottle of water and just started peeing on denim and be like, here you go, $50.
Yeah, like this is just, it's wild to me that people would actually pay $800. This makes me think that people have way too much money. Yeah. Way too much.
And it's not us.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Rubber bands will last much longer when they're refrigerated. When rubber is placed in the fridge, it causes the polymers to relax, and this helps keep the band from breaking a lot faster.
75 burgers are sold at McDonald's every second.
That's insane to me.
Wow.
I believe it. I bought a burger today, but I was very disappointed with it. Very disappointed. 1,700 people become millionaires every day in the U.S.
Wow.
And they're not us.
I know. You are more likely to have a weird or scary dream when sleeping on your stomach. This is because different sleeping positions give different pressure on your body. Sleeping on your stomach restricts other movements compared to sleeping on your side or back. That is interesting.
Mm. Are you a stomach, back, or side
yes.
sleeper?
I'm an all-way sleeper, okay. But I do Everywhere. Love sleeping on my stomach.
Do you find that you have a lot of nightmares?
I have the most vivid, crazy dreams. Every night I dream.
I remember you telling me that you dreamed that your kids were like falling or they were getting hurt or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Try sleeping on your back then. That might help you. Blue-eyed people have higher alcohol tolerance. Research found that those with lighter eye colors are less likely to abuse alcohol. I do not believe that for a second.
That's me.
And rewind back to what you said a couple weeks ago. I was hammered out of my mind on my vacation, but didn't have a hangover because I drank so much. I was completely fine.
See? A higher alcohol tolerance.
Or you were just drunk the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Actually, though, last night I had one drink. I had a gin and tonic I had a headache this morning and I had one drink. So
research says you have to have continually drink. Just drink all the time. You'll be fine.
In Barbados.
Yeah, that's the kicker. Yeah. Did you get your bill from the personal chef, by the way?
No.
Oh.
My friend and I were talking about this. I'm like, they either paid for everything, like the maid of honors, either paid for everything, which is like so sweet and so generous, or we are expecting it. And I don't know.
Just don't say anything. Don't bring it up. Don't mention it. And just hope it just goes away.
I know.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
What would you do if someone brought a squatty potty to work to use?
I would applaud them for having great pelvic floor health. I love a squatty potty. There's a squatty potty in all my bathrooms.
It's
Oh my God. Have you never pooped with a squatty potty?
I've never used a squatty potty before.
Oh my. It's actually life changing and it's so good for your pelvic floor. You need to Amazon Prime a squatty potty to your house. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's life changing. People have come to our house. Mm-hmm. They have used a squatty potty and they've left the bathroom like they were ordering a squatty potty.
Interesting.
Right away.
You know, I don't like talking about any type of like bowel movement or anything like that. I don't want people coming out from my bathroom and being like, that was a really good poop. I'm like, I don't need to hear that. A friend came over last week and used the bidet and it was talking about like, your bidet's pressure is really high. I was like, I don't need to hear that.
Okay. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable using someone else's bidet, but a squatty potty, I would.
Okay. Well, it's in the guest bathroom. So like if you sit there, it's going to happen. But still, I feel like if someone brought a squatty potty to work, I'd be like, if you had your own personal bathroom, yes. I just don't want to see it.
You and Kyle need to go out and buy a squatty potty tomorrow.
You know what? I will spend the $20 on a squatty potty.
I don't even think it's that much.
If it's more than $20 now and I find out, I'm going to be pissed at you just because in my mind, it's $20 or less now. So wait, do you get the actual squatty potty or do you get like the generic brand?
No, it says it's a squatty potty. Mm-hmm. But I think they're all the same.
They are. It's a little stool. I've seen it. Yeah. A little stool for your stool. Marketing genius. Okay. Yeah. Squatty potties. Happy early Mother's Day. We'll talk next time to see what you get. And I guess we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, Jamie.
Bye-bye.